Hello, I am Nimja, and this is You Are Emulated. In this file, I'm going to show you, explain to you, let you feel, let you hear, how you are no more than a piece of software, a program running on a very complex environment. Computers are getting better and better. Devices able to emulate everything and anything, even some semblance of intelligence. You may think that a computer that is intelligent would make no mistakes, and yet, all around us, we can notice those little flaws and inaccuracies that sneak into every program. So what about yourself? How would you know that you're not a program? How would you be sure that you are not emulated? In a way, it's one of those old questions about what is real. How can we be sure that this reality exists? I think, therefore I am. Anything else is uncertain. That being said, there's also a thread of truth and realization in your mind, all the experiences that you have gone through, all the different memories and thoughts that you've had until now. Are they real? Have you existed this whole time? Or perhaps are those memories no more than a few bits of information carefully arranged to create a human life? But what is human? How do we know what a life is like? Are you able to look into the minds of other people and check if they have the same experience as you do? Do they see colors the same way you do? Feel the texture or the emotions that you do? How would you know? How can you know? Then again, it might not be worth asking yourself this at all. It's easier to go with the flow. So imagine for a moment that you aren't a program. A simple, normal being existing in the world listening to this recording. And while you're listening, your mind keeps slowly slipping away, as if you're imagining a sort of gentle calm created in your mind that invites you to slow down and simply listen for a moment. With all the different theories and possibilities, it's much easier to just stop thinking altogether and let all those things drop to the wayside. And there's a beautiful moment in our life where we actually let go and let everything else just happen. While we are relaxed, the world keeps turning, and it's largely irrelevant what happens outside of your mind right now. Imagine, for example, a bubble. A beautiful, colorful bubble around you. Inside the bubble, everything is quiet. It's beautifully transparent, so you can see through it easily. can sense the world through it as well. You can even hear the sound waves that flow through the bubble. But outside the bubble is not your mind, and therefore bears no more importance than a cloud in the sky. Something that can pass you by and simply move high overhead. Inside the bubble is what counts. Your thoughts slowly slowing, gently growing more calm and relaxed. Your body, whether it exists or not, simply there, letting the muscles also get into a more comfortable place. The inside of the bubble is so pretty. You know how bubbles often have this sort of rainbow effect, this iridescent shimmer across the surface. It's a really beautiful sight to behold, and almost as complex as your mind itself when you are thinking. Do the patterns mean something? Are the swirls and eddies a manifestation of the software protocols that run your mind? Are the feelings you feel simple if-else statements, or are they the complex result of an algorithm running for many years? Are you the first version of your mind? How many have gone before you, slightly different? Adjusted, changed. How many will be after you? And while your mind is a very powerful place, imagination capable of creating whole worlds in just a snap, it is also a place where, with the right words, the right phrasing, the right pacing, it can be made to drop into a blank state. Almost like a hack, a cheat code to your brain. One of those moments where nothing quite appears to be real. And that unreal sensation can sneak through your thoughts as you become more and more aware of the emulation of your mind. The beauty is that whether you are real or not doesn't change how you feel. It only changes how much you are aware of how easily your mind can be switched off for some lovely relaxation and some other fun things. Now, in a moment, when I count you back up, you can choose to simply let go of the knowledge that I've given you and let it be no more than a simple moment, an experience of relaxation and calm. Or if you choose to remember those powerful feelings as you begin to realize that you are no more than a piece of software, I wonder what else is possible. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, awake. And welcome back.